What the fuck is up, you dirtbags, you motherfucker fuck listeners?
Oh,
it's your host, the ever fucktastic Bianc Fuck Brady, coming to you on this scary night of Halloween. Oh, what the fuck is wrong with you? This is like if I was Annabelle. What the fuck? It's last week on Fuck and the Fuck.
Okay, I don't think somebody saw Annabelle.
No, I don't know.
Okay. Five movies, she never did that.
Really? Because that was a good commercial for something I wanted. I'm like, oh, she's being someone? I'm there.
I was doing like, I was trying to do like a Chucky Marc Maron character.
Right.
Chucky with cats.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if Chucky had a podcast?
You know, I never saw one of those movies.
Me neither. And honestly, I don't know if it would be great, but I did just say it out loud.
You were sincerely asking, hey, would it be great?
I just happened to hear Marc Maron. He was talking about going to Ireland. His ex, who passed away fairly recently, was giving him clues that she's around. During a special part in his set, the lights flickered off. He went to his hotel room. The light immediately broke. He's convinced something magical happened. I would move into that hotel room and figure it out for a good 6 months to 3 years. How do you just move? There was the magical moment. Now I'm going to fly back to America because I got shows to do. You know, finish your shows, then fly back to Ireland and figure out what the fuck she's trying to tell you. How do you just take it and go, I don't want to think it was nothing. Then don't. But is it something? Then figure it out, because she's yelling at you. She's ruining your shows to tell you something very, very important.
All right. Well, I mean, way to jump ahead.
Sorry.
I mean, I know. It's like I host the show. By the way, I'm Bianc Brady. I'm here with Keith and Hemda. It's last week with Keith and Girl. Like, I know I'm the host,
right.
But it's like, oh, we let the baby pretend to be driving. But still, Keith, I mean, right. That was one of the polls, and we're going to get to it.
Right.
But if you want to start with that, then we can.
I got excited.
A little bit about me.
Please.
How are you, Bianca?
Do you see ghosts lately? How's your
Don't
Halloween
jump
so far?
Ahead. She's
going
to tell you how she is.
Oh, my God. I'm
this
fine.
This is spooky. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not a big Halloweener. I'm not a fan. Right. Especially in New York, I feel like you can't tell who's in a costume and who isn't.
Right.
And so your gauge of like the vibe meter of who you should avoid eye contact with is a little skewed on that day. But over the weekend,
I pass people with blood on their head and I'm like, I'm going to doubt it. So, you know, it's like telling a, you know, it's like being pregnant on April Fool's Day. It's like, you know, yeah. We'll discuss it on Tuesday. You
know? Get back to me later. But I almost went to a party over the weekend, and that felt like a big step forward for me.
To almost know? Go.
Yeah. Okay. It was great.
How far did you get?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I went into Manhattan for lunch with friends. I did the whole thing of eating it, paying for it.
Oh,
you know. Yeah. You know how lunch works.
Were you the train in?
I took the train in.
Is everyone wearing masks still?
No, just me.
Okay. All right. Did you eat indoors?
I did. The door was open.
Okay.
So
that's the outdoors in the indoors.
Yeah. But it was this place in Chinatown where they do a brilliant thing where they give you menus while you're waiting outside. And then they take your order while you're waiting outside.
Wow.
And
wow.
Then when you sit down, it all comes. I mean.
Wow. Wow.
Fucking I knew you'd like that, Hemda, because you love efficiency so much.
I do. And I hate lines for food. I will remove myself from your line for food because there's another restaurant down the block. But very, very interesting. That's. Mm-hmm. I like it because it seems rushed and whatever, but I'd be eating bread or whatever. I'd be drinking their tea and asking for sugar and they want to kick me out. You know, like a lot of weird shit happens before. I'd be eating wontons for no fucking reason. Bad things. What is this restaurant called?
Spicy Village.
Mm.
It's very good. It's spicy too. Another thing you'd like about it.
She loves villages.
She loves spicy.
She loves them.
She's always saying it takes a village and she wants to order before she sits.
Thank you. Now I will remember the name.
Obviously, it's Asian. This is like Forsyth Street, $2 signs, maybe.
That's correct.
That sounds right.
That's correct.
That sounds right.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
If you want to eat $2 things, like where it's, you know, two out of the $5 sign things, that is Chinatown. That is hole in the wall Chinatown, no sign on the thing. Every place looks the same. Hanging ducks in the window, smelly fish right outside in the garbage, leaking into the street, overcrowded, delicious, very cheap food.
Well, what it's exciting. You want to find a nice Chinese restaurant. Find one with a lot of rats. It means they're on the up and up.
It means they throw out garbage fresh every day.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant because of Ratatouille.
Perhaps.
Being behind the scenes.
But
anyway, so I was already hanging out having fun with my friends. And then there was like going to be a party later. And so we went to someone's house to like hang out before the party. And then by the time it was time to leave for the party, I felt like, oh, I've definitely done everything I need to do and I've gotten what I need from it. And the party would just be gilding the lily. So I'll take myself home, be in bed before 10 and still have a full day of friendship. It was fantastic.
I like it. Quit while you're ahead.
Yes. George Costanza method. Thank you.
Costanza.
Yeah, you can't try to improve on what's already beautiful or excellent, right?
That's right. And I didn't have a costume, so.
You know. I have gone wrong in those kinds of cases. Well, the thing is, it's a toss-up. You know, you're having a great day, and it's like, hey, here's one more thing we could do, which is very New York. I didn't know that that was very New York until, you know, out-of-towners were like, wait, we're not – I thought the show was the event for the night. I'm like, yeah, but you must be hungry at this point. Yeah, but we ate before. Yeah, but that was like 3 hours ago. Now we eat again. Then we go see if we could see something else. Who the fuck knows, right? So sometimes that goes great. All of a sudden, you're on a rooftop at 2 a.m. You're watching a movie on somebody's wall of their building. Weird shit happens. Or you're like, okay, 3 hours ago, this was fun. Yeah. How do I not do this anymore?
Yeah.
And I came far and now I'm far and it's 3 hours back home.
I'm so far. And now I'm so far.
And even though I'm staying in the same place as it gets later and later, I'm further because the train will take that much longer.
So true. Oh, God. Halloween in New York. Scary.
During this party, any guys giving you the eyeballs?
Didn't interact with a man that entire day. As a matter of fact, there was
a good day.
There was no. But did I tell you I flirted with someone recently?
You did not tell me.
We were just talking, Bianca.
It was so exciting. I almost like exploded. What? I almost lost my mind. So I went to a art opening. A friend of mine had like a show in a gallery.
That's a good place because nobody wants to pay attention to this art, right? So they'll talk to you and interact. That's a good place.
Well, the funny thing about it was that it was a gallery in Massachusetts where my parents live and I was home and it's a friend from New York. So I saw on Instagram, oh, I'm showing at this gallery in this rando town in Massachusetts. And I was like, I'm literally in this rando town in Massachusetts. I'll see you there. And so I went.
You guys, if you're in rando town, Massachusetts, look for a gallery open. you might find love.
Okay. You might find a friend.
Or at least Bianca, yeah.
An old friend from college. And then other old friends from college came. It was very cute. But while I was there, there was a man, and he was tall, and we had a conversation. Nice. And
2 out of 3 already.
I went like, and I was like, oh my God, we're still talking. Oh my God, we're mm-hmm. still talking. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I kind of had to like walk away because I was getting too flustered because he was so handsome.
Quit while you're ahead.
And then
you just leave mid conversation. I don't want a Lily
well.
Of the
Valley.
Yeah, I can't Lily of the Valley this, you know, let's just leave now.
Lily of the Valley. So then when I got home that night, I friended him on Instagram and I said, nice talking to you, with the little sparkle emoji.
Hello.
Which I thought was kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wrote, you too, Bianca, but you too, comma, capital Bianca, exclamation point, which you know I like.
Drip, drip, drip.
Not only that, I don't think men use exclamation points as freely as maybe I would.
And that was it. And I did that.
Good for you.
And that's all I've done. So
that's a lot.
Yeah.
But you can cross something off. I don't know what would be written on the list. Good conversation with male human.
Reminded check. Self was woman. Check.
Did you take that conversation home with you, if you know what I mean?
No, I was just like, I was pleasantly sort of, I was riding high off of it for the next maybe 3-4 days.
Okay.
That's so lovely.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time.
Good.
But anyway, we can't linger. We can't dwell on, you know, all of my successes in life.
Sure.
Of which there are many. And that is just a small part of what makes me an absolute icon of the silver screen, as Keith would say. And the silver screen now is Zoom. It's 2022. So check your email and click the link to join the Zoom. Okay. Episode 3593.
Yes.
Looking Good with Christy Cello and Hope D.
Yes.
And this man I talked to was looking good as well. And he was very tall. But enough about me.
Did you think the show was going to be about that? Are you like, how the fuck do they know?
Yeah, they were like, wow. I was like, wow, they get me. They know what I'm going through. Okay. Christy and Hope. Christy is a long time. And Hope is a first time.
Yes.
So they have started a nonprofit, the Laughed Her Collective, which is a collective that amplifies women's voices, women with an X. And let me ask you, if you have...
let me ask you, huh?
if you have both Laughed Her and women with an X, is that overkill?
No, because
I feel like you need
her is a gender and X is the lack of, or the non-binary version, not lack.
Hey, if I'm just scared, I have no fucking idea.
Laughed Her for Wixen.
Yeah, I'd be scared to take a soda at this party. I
no,
don't know
for
what
sure.
It does.
You were in that episode, like, so the collective, and you have a workshop, and
I can only ask 3 to 5 questions about it and assume other people get it. And if
panel.
They don't, hey, that's all I know. It's for women, I guess it's good.
Women plus.
Right. It's for women plus. It's not for you assholes. And okay. The only thing I kind of made it up. I'm like, so you fight for women's pay and stuff? Yeah. Okay. I can't guess what else. And even if that's true, I don't know. But all right. Good for you.
how did you feel about this episode? Were they being assholes?
They weren't being assholes. They were both nice, and that's just my tone.
It's so confusing. So weird.
I guess I felt like Christy came in with such like a business-minded approach to the interview.
That's so funny because I was about to tell you how Christy came in, and we can hear the mic check, right? But we're not in the room. But she comes in and Xerxes is there and he goes, "All right, Christy, we're good to see you, all that. We're gonna do a quick mic check." And she's like, "I'm so excited." I knew we were going to, and I'm so excited about it. It's like, that's where she starts, you know, mm-hmm. just like making sure that she's warming up the room, mm-hmm. making sure that everybody's invited to the thing that she's invited to, like just whatever it is. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's real or not, if that's what she does for work in order for the show to feel what it needs to do. Fucking thank you. I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Versus what? Like she goes, "Okay, bye." Fucking Christ. Holy shit. She throws down the headphones. Holy shit. Anyway, that was another one of them.
It could be.
No, I think like her appearance this episode was different than appearances in the past. Like it was more business-like. In my interpretation.
As opposed to flighty or silly.
As opposed to like, we're having fun. Oh, I'm so excited to be here. I want to talk about ghosts and marriage and bah, bah, bah. I got engaged and I'm married and I've been in unit washer and dryer. She's like, we are amplifying women's voices plus. Mm-hmm. And Hope was like, "Yeah, and so am I."
How you like us now?
I wonder if that has to do with her mom dying. They were very close.
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe like she's coming back to a fuller tone or a different tone or something. But she did have that energy way more than other comedians. Yeah. But yeah, maybe that's why I didn't realize for her it's like a little less, but for an average person a little more.
That's a good point. I really, the lineup for the thing they were promoting sounds great. Mm-hmm. And I've listened to or I've watched Robbie Hoffman stand up on YouTube and she's so funny. She's one of my faves right now. So.
All right.
Def, check it out. You guys also talked about ghosts, and the pool was about ghosts, and it's Halloween, so we have to talk about it. I mean, we have to cover it. Whoa. If not now, when? And Keith is feeling like, you know, there is a literal, which of course there is, because Keith, you know, things are literal, words have meanings.
Thank you.
And Keith's take here is that if you've seen a ghost, that should become your entire personality. To be figuring out this ghost, warning people about ghosts, ringing the alarm.
Hello, say something.
If you see something spooky, say something.
Yeah, it's not that you give up your passion. Like, let's say you love playing chess. You know, I don't know, anything fucking stupid. But you love doing tennis, anything. And you love doing this thing. Literally. It doesn't mean that 24 hours you got to focus on ghosts, but that it would be one of the, you know, when you ask somebody how you doing, you know, how's your girlfriend? How's your stupid tennis? And how are ghosts coming? And that should be part of you, that you saw a ghost and you have no follow-ups. Yeah, that was crazy time in Ireland. That's nuts to me. That's goddamn nuts to me.
Okay.
Unless deep down they're so scared of it that they don't want it to affect their lives. And they're like, I got to move on. But deep down, all these movies that come out, I'm going to watch them differently forever.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we need to do another poll where we narrow down what people mean. Like, did you visually see an apparition? appear in front of you, or did you just have like a spiritual feeling?
Well, we asked, do you believe in ghosts? This was some years ago, and 30% of the audience said yes. So we asked this time, have you seen or heard a ghost? I think that's clear. 25% say yes. The numbers are about the same, and I think people are saying they really did see or hear it.
I would like another poll of how many people have had a significant person in their life pass away, because I feel like at that point, something in your mind hopes to see someone, and it's fully fair. And so you might help create that mirage. I have never felt that kind of pain, that very specific pain. So I don't know like how your brain starts to believe in things just to like make sure that you can keep going for a little while until the pain subsides.
But do you not really believe it then?
No, I think you might start believing in it just
then. Look
to-
at them, pick up a book.
But it's not what you thought it would be. It's not Casper. It's
so they
not-
picked up a book and they realized, oh, I can, no book relates to me. No, they just go on with their lives somehow. It's fascinating. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So in honor of Halloween, please, yes, Keith, take me through the spookiest thing that you've ever had, like where you couldn't explain fully. Have you ever had a mysterious,
yes,
freaky thing happen?
I think I was 18. This dork was over, and it was just him and me. So maybe there's a third person, just him and me, though, were doing a Ouija board. I point out dork because I trust this guy. He thought I was fucking around. I believe that he wasn't fucking around. The Ouija board spelled something. That's fucking nuts. Now, I don't believe it's really true, or I would have studied up on the Ouija boards. But at the time, I'm like, that's fucking freaky.
So do you think that he manipulated the Ouija board?
I didn't even bother looking it up, but I bet the answer
You didn't
is,
look it up?
But I don't care. I believe I
you
don't believe
care?
It's real. No, because I don't believe it's real.
The rest of your life?
Yeah.
Just thinking it was weird?
Because I never believed it. These people believe it. So I would say, no, I did not see or hear a ghost, even though I did see a Ouija board move.
But you're saying that this guy might not have moved it. So I don't know what you're saying. You're saying the same thing.
Because you were ready to just snipe me down and people aren't ready to listen. Because I assume that there's something with your brain and subconsciously you move it. I don't care why. I believe that it's not real. That's it. And I'm done.
That's how I do in my head. I'm like, okay, that felt weird. Maybe it would be some supernatural thing. But because I don't know science and physics and all of that stuff well enough, I'm going to go, I missaw that. I misheard it. It's not like these things are happening left and right. But, you know, if something falls down and breaks different than it's supposed to, I don't know how to figure that out. That's how I see it. It broke different.
Everything breaks different. If you can, every so often, how many times do we have to restart and new computers? Mm. Okay. It makes no fucking sense to me, but I'm not going to study it. It's just the way it is.
That's how I feel too. Exactly. Like we're all three in full alignment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like I have a friend who passed away named Jay. And every time I see a blue Jay, I think of him. And it's like, well, that's not him saying hi, but sure it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
My brain is making an association and, oh, sure. I remember the good times. And now every time I see one, I go, huh, ghosty ghouls.
Ouch.
I would even say hi, Jay, out loud.
Like, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And still not believe it's him. Right. But like how, I just had a little fun in my day for a second. But
I say, hey, Jay, doubt it. That's what I say.
Maybe some people would have that type of experience, like the Ouija board or, you know, whatever, something breaking wrong or seeing a blue jay and think to answer the poll as, yes, I've seen a ghost. Yes. Do you know
I would
what
not
I mean?
Say I saw her. Yeah, but I wouldn't say I saw
okay,
her.
Okay, so if
ghost.
Those people are listening, please revise your poll answer.
I think they're telling the truth. And I think nobody gave one explanation because they're embarrassed about it. Even though they shouldn't be, because one third of the fucking world believes in you, if not more.
Yelling at them for the whole segment.
No, I mean, people will be on your side. They're still believing their stupid political views. So that's stupid,
but tell me about it.
They say they believe in God, but they don't. But the more you ask them, you know, how will they vote? The whole world's nuts. Is that the way you get? I did order the code red. The whole world's fucking nuts and they're liars. And don't act like this shit makes sense.
You want me on that wall. Need me on that wall.
Because with you and your prissy little white uniform thinks that I have to be the one to tell people what's up and what they believe in. You get the luxury of being there with your blah, blah, blah and your hootie hoo. You believe me, Danny, don't you? That I'm on your side. I want to help you figure out ghosts. You believe that, Danny, don't you? That I'm here in any way you need to figure out ghosts. You believe that, right?
You want the truth about ghosts. You can't handle the truth about ghosts.
And they're like, you're out of order. And he's like, I'm a go. And he sneaks out.
Movie reference. I totally get that. A Few Good Men. Yes.
A few.
You got our subtle movie reference.
Ghosts, actually.
Yes.
Oh, that reminds me of high school. Okay, did you ever see the movie Ghost Dad? I think it was Bill Cosby.
Of course it was.
No, I didn't see that one. That sounds awful. No.
It sounds like something I would see.
Well, we used to, you know, prior to all of his wrongdoing being exposed, we would play this game where we would just change the title of every movie to include the word ghost dad instead. So like A Few Ghost Dad Men.
Okay. Like you would take Jaws and you'd be like ghost dad.
Yeah. Okay. Tinker, Taylor, Ghost Dad, Spy.
Okay. I can see that being fun. Yeah.
I don't know. Just, you know, the internet was new.
Right. So many options for fun.
This
we're downloading porn and like, how about in the next half hour as it downloads, we play Ghost Dad movies.
That's the kind of porn they were downloading too.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Ghost Dad. Okay. This reminded me of one of my favorite KTG Weird But Trues. The woman who married the ghost. Her name was Amethyst Realm. We talked about her years ago, and she's one of my personal heroes. She met a ghost in Australia, and then she got on the plane. She was like, I think the ghost is here, too. And then she brought the ghost home, meet her parents. They made it official. And they do have sexual relations.
Parents are willing to meet someone's ghost, but not my significant other.
Right.
Wow. Interesting.
Wow, and take a look at yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But then I also wanted to tell you before we move on about a friend. Well, I don't know if I would say friend.
Demoted.
An acquaintance with whom I've spent maybe 3 or 4 evenings, but she's part of like a friend group. Okay. She once told a story of how she was sexually assaulted by a ghost in college, and it was truly one of the best nights of my life to be at a restaurant and egging this woman on to keep telling me more about this. She really believes it happened, and the first part of the story was I was by myself and I got really high. And I was like, okay.
I'm sorry. Is this someone you know or Mary Magdalene?
Someone I know.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I know. Weird. Mm-hmm. But it was really funny. I laughed a lot. But then she didn't think it was funny. She was like, no, it really happened.
Because she was testing out a ghost first to figure out your reaction. Then she'll be like, okay, you guys can handle that. It was a person, Bob.
No, it was not a person.
Okay.
And
that's what I was thinking this whole time.
No, I know. I mean, yeah. I'm not trying to be like glib about sexual assault, but like when this
I'm not either.
normal, like,
I was
not just normal, but like very like Christian girl, autumn, basic woman is telling you this story. It was just really, really funny. So, you know, be careful who you ask about this stuff because you might not get the answer you think you're going to get.
And she, I guess you don't really follow her anymore, right? Because has she been looking out and warning people about ghost rape?
No, she hasn't.
No.
I mean, she tried to. Bianca's just laughing at her.
No. She had an orgasm.
Right.
So
she's confused.
So it's like, so you were masturbating while you were high. That sounds great.
Well, the ghost's hands were on top of my hand, and did I do it? The ghost kind of moved my fingers.
Is this what guilt does? Like, you know, because certain religions will not allow you to masturbate.
You guys are giving her so much more credit than she deserves. Okay. I don't know how I became the villain in this story all of a sudden. But yeah, it was funny. Okay. Don't you guys know about comedy? Jeez. Christ. What can I say? Okay, moving on. Briskly. Yes. Episode 3594. Dr. Keith discusses his physical ailment. Now, Keith, let me ask you, have you considered that it might be leukemia or some other kind of cancer?
If you would have had me 2 days ago, maybe. But it seems I'm just riding it out like it's a muscle pull.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I did suggest physical therapy last week.
Sure. That's an easy go-to. That's lazy, but sure.
No, I know, but I'm it's an easy go-to that's lazy, and I only suggested it because I didn't want to give you my real advice, which was walk it off, get over it, you're fine, which is, I think, really what turned out to be the cure.
You should, hindsight, but you should have said that.
I don't think you would have liked that at the time. So I said physical therapy
twice a week, half hour each time.
By which I meant,
this is very specific.
Maybe try moving around a little bit, seeing what happens.
You got to be clear when you put things in quotes.
Now, what did Kyle say about it? Because she's a what do you call it?
Where you teach physical therapist
about muscles.
She's a trainer.
Yeah, trainer knows the body.
Yeah, so I feel like she would know a little bit.
Well, she didn't know shit.
Oh, well.
Okay.
I apologize for her somehow.
Well, you have her number.
My God. She's just going to get an apology text from me. I'm so sorry. She's like, did you talk to Keith again?
No. You know these people. They go see a doctor, they say.
Yeah, the listeners are really wild for this one because
that was interesting. I got sciatica. I got miscarriage. Holy shit.
Even as you continued to make fun of them for doing that, they couldn't help themselves.
They can't help it.
They were like, it's definitely pleurisy. Someone said it was pleurisy. It's like a weird pneumonia from the past? I don't think so.
Coincidentally, did you have pleurisy? Yeah. Coincidentally. Is Keith drowning right now in the Dead Sea? Because I had a time where...
I'm glad you're feeling better, though. You are, right?
Thank you. Me too. Yes. Yes.
You're feeling better, right?
Yeah, I can feel it, but yes, so much better.
That's good. Yeah. Chiropractors, I think...
And then now I get links to chiropractors about one guy made a 23-year-old woman. She can't move now because she just got a simple neck. How you doing? Like, didn't even need it. But I was like, all right, this sounds good. It should be a tune-up we all get. Now she can literally only communicate by blinking one eye. Okay. Yeah, of course. What are you doing? What the fuck is a neck alignment? Never mind rib alignment. What is it? Oh, yeah, I cracked your neck. Okay, that's an important neck.
That should stop me from pushing on Xerxes' back or him pushing on mine and us like clicking and things, but it doesn't.
Well, you guys are already broken. Henda's one of these people that is crack my back, so she's going to have to get that done forever. I'm not, so I don't have that disease yet. Why this person would want me to pay $60 to start this fucking problem where I always got to keep getting cracked. Meanwhile, that woman had the answer. Just one time you have to go, $60, you'll be cured. She knew it so much, she was getting pissed off at me. And I don't think it was an act. I think the actual answer, Roxanne was really upset. Yes, Chemda, what is the actual answer?
The actual answer is yoga. Thank you. Start with a sun salutation. Move okay. from there.
All right. Thank you.
What do you think is more real? Ghosts or the validity of chiropractoring?
I'm not hearing good things about chiropractoring. I have no idea.
But sometimes people get to have sex with ghosts.
And chiropractors.
Right. I don't need that. I don't need the, we're fucking and you're figuring out what bone you should fix. You won't be able to help yourself if you're any good at it. I'm more excited about seeing ghosts.
Interesting. How do you think, like, and when I say how, like, physically, how do you think gynecologists have sex? You think like they can't leave their
It's all oral, where it gets kind of mind numbing. Sounds nice, but it never fucking ends.
What?
Yeah. Fingers, tongue. Like, guess what I'm doing? I'm using my uvula on your uvula. Like, it's like, can we just fuck already? And they're like, no, I went to school for this. I doubt it.
I don't know what you're talking
about. You know what we're talking about. It's a sad state of affairs out there with these gynecologists. It's oral all day, all night. Nothing. How about we have a conversation, first of all? Never mind. How about normal sex? Nah, let me treat you again. Like, oh, come on.
Oh, you think they're obsessed with
Upset. They're obsessed. They have to prove something to you. And it's like, I get it. How about we fuck, though? It's
like, what about a urologist? Like, are they?
Oh, yeah. It's all your dick hole. Yeah. They don't give you a proper blowjob. They give you that 2 inches, but like over and over again. And you're like, I know that's the sensitive part, but now that's boring me. You ever hear that saying, like, I'm going to hit you with so many lefts, you're going to beg for a right? It's like, can you just lick the shaft only then for a minute? Because what the fuck are you doing? They're weirdos. All these people are fucking weirdos.
This is my bad. I thought this would go. I don't know where I thought this would go.
And, why is it bad? Why is it wrong to point out? Keep your eyes open and don't date these freaks.
I feel like now we should go.
How about the doctor how about that doctor that decided to study shit? Well, what do you think? Where do you think sex is going to go with them?
Yeah, you know, my mom recently got a part-time job. She's a nurse, so she's helping with research for this surgery team, and it's colorectal cancer surgery. So it's when you have a tumor in your colon, rectum, or anus.
Oof, that's hard. Oh, God. Yeah,
and I'm not laughing, and it's terrible. But my mom does have, like, diagrams of the anus and rectum sort of taped up around her workspace. And the surgery that they do is called a transanal total mesorectal excision. Wow. And so one surgeon goes up through the butthole and one surgeon goes down through the abdomen and they meet in the rectum and they shake scalpels and they get the tumor out, and then I think they pull it out of your butt or something. They pull it out of something. And then they sew your intestine to your rectum, like your colon is, or your colon to your butthole or something.
You poop a lot faster without.
Yeah, you poop a lot faster. Sometimes they have to temporarily make you poop out of your side, like an ileostomy. And then a few months later, they go back in and reattach it so you can poop out of your butt again. But anyways, all this to say, my mom was like, you know, meeting these doctors for the first time. And she's like, can you imagine that this is what they wanted to do? She's like, how do you get into that? I wonder.
Well, you're about to do the research on that.
And also just slice me open. Whatever happened to those days? You know, I think it's like we're walking around here with everything's wireless, but none of it works. We're not there yet. Cut me open. I can make real tiny things, incisions in your knee. Yeah, and guess whose knee that doesn't get fixed? You don't have any room to see nothing.
I know. Yeah. I know. I mean,
we're going to go inside you and take out a tumor. Like, you can cut it open on the side. I'll use Moderna. I mean, what the fuck? No,
I gotta assume that this is the best way, or else I'll kill myself.
Right.
Right.
You know, like right. I just have to suspend my disbelief when I go, like, really? That's the way?
I think they're just like challenging themselves. When I play chess against people, I play with my left hand. Give them a fighting chance.
Transanal, total, mesorectal, excision.
Yeah, so, no thanks.
You know, everybody stay grateful that you only have one bad pain in your side.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
Yeah. Just be grateful you're not shitting from your side. I mean, and if you are shitting from your side, free VIP month for you.
Yeah, we love you and we honor you.
Please, at least a month. Email. Start the negotiation.
And you don't even have to go
have
to
it
the
for
bathroom.
Free. I'll shut up now.
You don't even have to go to the bathroom.
But you could watch yourself go to the bathroom. It's
but you don't even know when you're going.
Would you look
you're
at
just
it?
Like, of course you'd look at it. Okay. I mean, I would look at it.
Yeah. You just close your eyes. I don't want to know if I'm shitting all over my house or not.
Well, you have a bag.
It wasn't a bag. You're carrying your shit with you differently than other people.
Okay.
It's kind of better in a way because it's grosser when it's just all still in you.
Mm-hmm.
At least you get it out.
That's quite the silver lining.
Does it come out like as French fries and shit?
It's like the soft serve lever.
Yeah.
The swirl. No, that's not true. And that's a terrible thing to say.
What do you do with your squatty potty?
You lay it on sideways like you're taking a picture.
You finally wash it.
It's like a boudoir picture.
Bianca gave me eyes.
How dirty is your squatty potty, Hemda?
We recently cleaned it, but I gotta say, the next squatty potty will not be plastic. It will be like either the wooden one or the metal one, because the plastic one just looks dirty right away. I don't like it.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
I'm so cheap about certain things. I don't have a squatty potty. I have my bathroom trash can that's like the perfect height. So I just use that. TMI. What
you know
the
what?
Poll?
Here's even more TMI. I used to do that too before I knew about the squatty potty or before I released the dollar amount to get it. And I would put it on the garbage, but I would kind of lose my balance because it's not at the perfect height. So I'd press down on one side too much and the garbage would go flying. Yeah.
What's happened to me?
Okay, I'm done.
I'd be lying if I said it didn't happen to me before.
That's why I'm a squatty potty.
But Hemda would never put back the garbage can. So you'd
How
open the door.
How dare you? Nah, How dare
you?
You'd
be like, why don't you just put up a sign that says, I took a nice dump.
How dare you?
It's true. It's a true
story. Dump like a ninja. You don't even know that I do dump. You have no
I wouldn't idea. Have if you didn't leave the fucking sign up.
I dump here.
Like wild animals trotting mm-hmm. through the bathroom. Bears in a campground. you talked about some current events, which are generally a bummer. Reality proves to be
Reality's
disappointing once again. And what was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, do you own any Yeezy products? Not counting as music, do you own anything Yeezy-ish?
No.
Yeezy. On our forums, 100% do not.
Because they're all broke. Just kidding. You guys rule. Yeah,
it's interesting. I guess obviously people must go, but nobody here goes, or are they embarrassed because I just said because we were talking about how anti-Semitic their shoes are.
I mean, it's been said before by people smarter than me, but this fucking guy, am I right?
He's something.
Yeah, I don't fully get it, but I'm starting to think one way. On Reddit, one person says they own a Yeezy product.
All right. Well, that makes more sense. Okay.
Reddit is kind of a cooler crowd, I think.
They are, right? They live the life, this Reddit.
The poll is always like, well, one person on Reddit has killed someone. Right. It's like, okay. Why aren't you on the forums? Like, what's your problem?
Because they killed someone.
Okay, moving on. Episode 3595.
Yes.
This is 50 with Shalewa Sharp. Uh-huh. She is goated. I mean, talk about, oh, you see that name in your queue? You know what's coming down the pike. You're about to laugh and you're about to be so easy with it, relaxed. Shalewa was in charge. She's got you. Don't worry. She's got you. She's such a pleasure to listen to. I love when the three of you get together and chat. And this was no exception. What a great episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so good to hear, because I think she's so cool that I'm like, did I need to even speak? So I'm glad you were like, it's good you spoke a little. I'm in.
Yeah, I recently went to, well, a few months ago now, but I went to, she was on a live podcast show that I went to at the Bell House. Stradio Lab is the name of the podcast, and she was a guest. And she was so funny on that too. And it's just like, she just moves through all these different scenes. She pops up in everything. She has so much material. She's always performing, but she's never like pandering to whatever audience. She's just like fully Shalewa Sharp 100% of the time. And that is welcome in, you know, thousands of spaces across this great nation, and frankly, the globe.
Uh-huh. Man, you got her vibe exactly right. That is exactly on. Was she an asshole? She was all of that. What does that equal?
Yeah, so you guys talked about how, you know, 50 and, you know, when your body starts to go. Sometimes it happens a little earlier. I'm here to tell you, but it's nice to commiserate with other folks who have some, you know, maybe some incontinence in the bed, a random pain that prevents you from moving for a few days.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to refuse. I refuse. I refuse.
To
I
what?
Want to. I don't want to just be in pain and just accept it.
No.
I don't want that to be the diagnosis, the expectation. I don't want to give up yet.
No,
but it does happen sometimes.
I don't believe that it's inevitable. I mean, I think you take it as it comes. You know, you have to. Like, bad things are going to happen. You know, you're going to have illnesses. You're going to have injuries.
And
you're
going to have
heartbreaks and slowdowns. But
Heartburn.
You know, there's a Buddhist, not to be too earnest. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. But there's like a Buddhist thing.
There's a Buddhist, not to be too earnest. But
so
he
sorry.
Says...
pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional.
Yes. Oh, is that affliction?
Is that the I Ching?
What kind of t-shirt is this? There's like an eagle and a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Pain is temporary?
If you're reading this, the bitch fell off. She's in pain, but she's not suffering.
I see.
She's in heaven.
No worries.
With Jesus, Chuck Norris, and the American flag on her shoulders like a cape. I don't know. It's a long t-shirt. Says
sure,
a lot
but
of
the open
on.
Road is wide. Yeah, that's fine.
With many a winding turn. Yeah, pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. So do your best, folks.
You pick where you want to go, folks.
Yeah, it's up to you, baby.
Choose your own adventure.
What are you? Do you follow, you being from New England? Mm-hmm. Do you bother following Tom Brady and the Buccaneers and how the gossip is connected?
Of course I do. Okay. Of course I do.
What do we think? Like hindsight, he should have quit 2 years ago when he won the Super Bowl
100%,
again.
100%. Or at the very least, just been done last year and not come back, right. Not unretired. to me, I think you're so right. Like, it all starts to fall apart when he's yelling at his offensive linemen and his teammates on the sideline because he's too scared to get tackled in, like, even a normal way of football. And he needs so much protection from them. They can't, they can't do it. And then he starts yelling at them,
and they turn their heads like they're not looking, like the camera's not going to know that they're getting yelled at.
And he doesn't practice Wednesdays, and he missed something to go to Robert Kraft's wedding, like the old owner's owner of the Patriots.
What?
And he's why would like the owner Ron DeSantis now? Like, no.
The owner had a wedding during the season. You know, that's a test from their spouse. The like, owner, if you love me.
This guy's a real Sullamagooch.
Yeah.
He had a wedding to his, you know, much younger wife. He's in his 80s. He's the one who got found out going to rub and tugs down in Florida and like getting off on the fact that it was like pretty much slave labor. He's like, no, I like it that they're broke and they don't have a choice. I could pay for whatever I want, but I want them to be in the dire straits of life. And this is Tom Brady's friend. What, I mean, I don't know. I can't. And I don't think Giselle's probably like a picnic to hang out with. I mean, I'm sure she's fine, but come on.
Hello.
Everybody's at fault. Everyone's implicated. Everyone's guilty. Nobody escapes the wrath of Bianca's judgment. Right. You're all suspect.
She sees it like she calls it.
But Tom Brady, I do like that he's an old man yelling bad, get off my lawn kind of energy. He should listen to the episode with Shalewa about, you know, turning 50 and accepting it.
Right.
You guys also talked about building an office chair. And
I'm on step 17 right now.
Oh, Keith, it's upright.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. It has one arm.
It wheels. It looks like you can sit on it. Is that scary?
You could sit on it. The back is not connected. I sincerely don't know how to put in these screws horizontally that they don't just fall on the floor. I don't know what people do.
What does that mean? You have to like screw it up
sideways
from underneath?
Sideways.
And you can't move the chair so it's not sideways?
Not really.
No?
And you shouldn't have to, apparently, to this their bullshit advice. But no, you should be able to just do it sideways and the screws don't stay. I don't know how people do it sideways.
They don't stay.
Not for me.
That's the best thing. I can just picture you like slamming, like just sticking screws to the side of something.
And then it falls.
Lie down.
Yeah, there.
He's going to do
it. Wait, yeah, where is it? I don't understand.
Okay.
I'll show you.
So he's getting up.
Okay. Now, the new chair is a little bit lower. It has a little bit lower back than the old one. He's getting a screwdriver.
Looks a little cushier. Okay.
Okay. He's in the back, and now he's underneath. It's not on the side. Keith Malley, your name is blocking. So now you're trying to put it from the bottom. It almost looks like you're trying to put it in the butt of the chair. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Transanal.
Yes. Have you tried somebody from up and then you go from down? And
okay.
Then-
I see the holes. I see the holes.
Okay. So then
that's what she said.
And boom, that's on the floor. All right. Break time.
So it doesn't even go in a little bit.
No. All I just said saw was you throwing it on the floor.
Yeah, it's on the floor. No. Nope.
So it doesn't take at all. Is there another piece that's supposed to go?
Yeah.
Through
yes. Then yeah. Screw should I put that on?
No. Is there a leftover piece that you don't know where?
Yeah, it's right in the garbage. Yeah, it says back of chair on bottom.
There's no more pieces. And you've watched somebody put the back of the chair together?
Yes, thank you.
While it's upright?
I saw it, yes.
No.
The answer's yes.
No, what's that?
No, that's it, because it's a silly question. Yes, I've seen this video, but no, I just stopped.
No, no. In a video where somebody puts together the chair.
I watched it with my eyes.
Were these the last screws?
No, there's more to do. There's more shit to do.
Okay, but is this the order that this gets done in?
Yes.
Okay. And so are there other screws?
There's other screws that I could try, but those are only for the arms.
I'm gonna ask this. Are you sure?
I'm gonna try the wrong screws. I went by what they said. I went by the numbers that they said, and I have the right screws.
No, fair.
You're welcome, audience. This is real behind the scenes.
Yeah, these other screws won't go in at all. This other one, they seem small enough to go in, but they're not for me.
Try the screws that you were putting in the butt in the arm.
Sometimes I've found with office furniture or IKEA furniture like that, the screw holes aren't big enough for the screws. And you really have to like work them in there, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't fucking know. I just don't want to hire a task rabbit for 5 minutes now. I already did the hard stuff. Oh, well.
Huh.
Anything at my house you want, Kenda?
He always gives us ices when we come over. Do you know that I still have an Italian ice here from like a year ago?
That sounds good.
I don't know when it's appropriate to eat an Italian ice. Like
weddings
that.
And funerals.
Now, let me ask you, have you asked Kyle to help or not? Because you'd feel emasculated if she did it.
Oh, no. Nothing emasculates me.
So have you asked her to help?
No, but has she been? She hasn't been here since I've gotten this far.
I think putting your two heads together, I think you'll be able to figure it out.
Sure. My head will be, here's where I'm at. And her head will be, this is how you do it.
And exactly.
We should be good.
Bianca's trying to break you up. That's interesting.
Right? I think between the two of you, you can get that.
I think between the two of you, how many people in the couple, Keith and Kyle, does it take to screw in a screw in a chair? Elon Musk, he's in charge of Twitter. Let that sink in. And he's carrying a sink. I did not know about that until you brought that up on this episode. And it was quite
nauseating.
Upsetting to me.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't win that roast battle like you did. I'll tell you that. Every time he tries to tell a joke, Doge goes down. Stop it. Stop it.
And then
You do other things so good.
He had to give that sink to somebody, and then somebody had to be like, should I just go back out and put it on the curb?
Or? I don't know. Sink or swim.
Out.
Or do I frame it? I don't know what to do with you fucking weirdo.
They just like prop it up in the bathroom next to the other sinks. And then people try and turn it on. It's not working. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just feel so sort of tricked by the idea that somebody could buy something for $44 billion and still have money left over
to buy a sink,
have a sandwich. It's like, just no one should have that much money. Abolish billionaires. And yeah, I don't know. It's just depressing to me. But it's also hilarious to be like, oh, yeah, Twitter, you don't like the bad boys of Twitter. Well, I'm going to buy it. And then all the bad boys will come and do a circle jerk of N-words and F-words and bigotry and free speech all over that ass. And you're going to be so pissed, you liberal cuck snowflakes. And then he's like, wait, I actually don't want to buy it. Do you think, wait, no. Oh, wait. You didn't tell me it was doing Twitter when I said I wanted to buy it. You didn't tell me that it didn't have computers in it. They're like, we told you to add computers in it, Elon. Well, you didn't tell me that the computers were blue. Now, did you? We told you the computers were blue. You said it. You got to buy it. Okay. Well, let me just see. Let me just check. Hold on. Let me find the right card I want to use. Hold on.
Can you split it with these three?
I left my wallet. I think I left it. I left it in the car. Oh, I must have dropped it.
We'll walk out with you and help you look for it. I'm just embarrassed. I'll look for it by myself. Nah, we're going to follow you.
Why don't you just PayPal it to us?
No. Hold on a sec. Okay. No. You're right. I'll buy it. I'm buying it. I said I wanted to. I'm gonna.
Okay. And then it's because he uses PayPal, he gets $2 billion back. And they're like, right. That's not what we meant about.
He's like, and now you're fired.
Right.
And I'm the king. And I'm in charge now. And everyone.
He brings in a toilet the next day. I'm on the throne.
We're building a bathroom slowly at Twitter.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's got to be embarrassing to like have that be the way you do business. Like, JK, never mind. Okay, no, I will. Okay, now you're fired.
I don't think they installed that button in him. Embarrassing.
My kids are all named after freaking airplanes or whatever. I don't
math
know.
Math problems.
All right. Well, the poll had to do with Mr. Musk himself.
The poll was, do you own Dogecoin? One third of our audience says they do.
Oh, it's a large percent.
So, Elon, once again, stay goofy, but don't get so weird, okay? Again, this is my retirement, and you're kind of fucking with it.
I don't have any cryptos. I'm not a crypto.
Sounds smart to me, but I'm already in.
I know. I mean, it's fascinating to me, the whole digital currency world, the NFTs, the idea of perceived value. It's quite fascinating, if you ask me.
The gods must be crazy.
What's behind our actual dollar, though? And then I leave the room.
Well, that's the thing. It's all made up. Everything is made up.
Right.
You know, it's just, I mean, I don't fucking know. What do I look like smart? I'm not smart.
Anyway. By the way, speaking of what do we know and going back to ghosts real quick, Joy Behar on The View ended up talking about that ghost story that we did about
the haunted house of horny ghosts.
The haunted house of horny. I said horror house, not horny. I have children there. Joy Behar shocked The View when she revealed that she's had sex with a few ghosts. Well, the panelists were discussing this news story.
This is what I'm saying. This is why you need to interview your friends, because you never know who's going to pop in with these kinds of stories.
I didn't know Joy Behar was dead.
I've had sex with a few ghosts and never got pregnant, she said. Whoopi Goldberg says, I'm just going to let that ride. I don't know how many of you just heard what Joy just said, but I'm going to let it ride. I think that's the job of everybody on The View. It's like, shut somebody down that's trying to make The View sound stupid. You got Whoopi Goldberg herself, who said Roman Polanski and that 13-year-old girl. That was Hollywood. That wasn't rape, right? You had Sherry Shepherd, who said, I don't know if the earth is flat. And Whoopi's like, you don't know if the earth is flat? It's like, I have bigger problems. I need to make sure my kid has breakfast in the morning. I haven't looked into what if the earth is flat. And now you got Joy fucking Ghost. This is some group of women we got over here.
God damn it. I enjoyed Joy Behar the most. Like, just
out of all these, I'd rather be friends with the one who fucks ghosts, I guess.
You're disappointed in her that she has sex with ghosts? I thought we were fully on team.
I just don't believe in ghosts. So to me, it's like one seems dumber than the next.
Well, she already told her husband that it doesn't count as cheating, so she's got to keep going.
Right. And don't go downstairs. The ghost has to leave and is embarrassed. And
yeah, the ghost of the gardener just left, but the ghost of the doorman will be up here. Pay no mind.
Yeah. Well, if you're thinking of having sex with a ghost, I would say tonight is the night, as it's Halloween.
Is that what they meant?
Yeah. Tonight's gonna be a good night to have sex with a ghost. Let's talk about Q&A.
Okay.
We could talk about last week from last week, but that would just be me giving me even more compliments than I already do. Wow, what a show that was. Ugh, the interviewer, so insightful. The commentary, so poignant and apt, wouldn't you say?
So you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Once again, you nailed it.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
Your screws are not falling out.
No, in the chair of my life, the screws are tightly affixed to the butt of the chair. Q&A, mm-hmm. Show up and shut up. And that is what Newsy is doing to his lovers. And I was really intrigued by this story of how he was tricked by a gay guy into having sex. And I was thinking, like,
did the gay guy act like he was straight?
Well, yeah, I was thinking, like, Newsy is, like, the object of these gay guys' desire the same way that straight guys are the object of Newsy's desire, you know? Like, this unattainable, mysterious, not, you know, wit fly by night, like I could be around, I could be with my wife, I could be not, but then to someone else, Newsy is the mechanic. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think I do. Yes.
Yes, but this person wanted to sleep with him so bad that he attempted different avenues, and when that wasn't working because Newsy clearly wasn't interested, he went anonymous and pretended he was like a whole new person. That's weird.
I didn't say it wasn't. I just.
It's weird, but that's not rape.
Well,
that's not rape.
It's not a ghost.
Right.
So what is it, really? What are we talking about?
It's weird. It's inappropriate, but I don't know how. I don't know what exactly. It's just rude and wrong. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe if Newsy... I mean, I'm not here to litigate the...
Right. We're just saying if Newsy didn't mind ruining family so much, we might give a fuck.
No, I just mean, like, if Newsy had said outright to this guy, like, thank you, I'm flattered, but I'm not interested, then this would be more fucked up. But Newsy said, like, he should have known I was curving him.
Mm.
And it's like...
But well, I'm with Newsy on that because he did know that Newsy was curbing him. He did know that. That's why he came with a non-picture, different description, pretending to be a whole different person.
How do you know?
That's what Newsy said. He came with like
how do you know? Newsy is telling the whole truth.
Well, the reason why I don't think anyone really did anything wrong is because Newsy came in, started having sex, realized it was that person, kept going. Then decisions were made. So, okay. Not cool, though.
Yeah.
That's it.
This was a great show. Talking, going through the past, the annals of the Keith and the girl. Mm-hmm. You see what I did there? Annals. You talked about going on tour. You talked about going to Kansas City. And it made me reminisce about live marathons that I was involved in years ago. Helping with and, you know, being at for little tidbits here and there in the old studio. I know we're having live KTG week. It seems as though the marathon is like Zoom or any video conferencing is like tailor-made for marathon. What would it take for you to do another live marathon?
That's a lot right now.
A reverse pandemic where you have to be in the same room as people.
And take away COVID's power.
I mean, what do you think?
I don't see how we wouldn't get COVID doing that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, at this point also. And that the logistically, it would add so much and even more.
Isn't it so crazy to think about that that's legit what you did used to do, though?
Yes. It's all very, very, very crazy. Very crazy. But I don't, it's not just us that needs to reverse now. It's everybody else. Because even if we do decide that we want to, you know, put in for that, other people are now like, no, I'll just Zoom in. Because now that that's an option, you would have to reverse everybody else wanting to come from Brooklyn and places. And then we can't have people from LA or Texas or Canada or wherever people are chiming in from, the UK. So I think it limits us. And I think the marathon is the perfect way. Also, because it's a virtual room, we can have more mics on, essentially. Yeah. So, yeah. And we could mute people. So we can have a no chaos, so many guests filled. So we can like pick and choose a little more. The marathon, I think, is very, very made to be virtual, and reversing that would be very, very difficult right now.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
But KTG week and part of this week's episodes was that you went back and talked about a cheater.
Yes.
A cheater from the past. And I was forced to listen to the audio of the confrontation.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And
it's so awkward. I couldn't do it.
It's so awkward. And then as soon as you hang up, Emda goes, oh my God, 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 oh my God.
I couldn't believe it was going on. I couldn't. I was like, okay, that's good. We're good. I kept thinking that would be Keith's last comment, Keith's last thing, like last embarrassing thing. I also thought Paste would relent at some point and just be like, I don't know. The whole, oh, so awkward. I can't. I don't even remember exactly how it happened, but I just remember being like,
ah. It starts right away. I go, yeah, if I didn't know any better, Paste, I'd say you cheated. So anyway, how many people you think voted for you? And then like he says something stupid and catches himself, you know, he's like, well, I don't know, how many listens do you have? Oh, that was dumb to say. I don't know, I can't even begin to guess.
Well, send in your 2-minute stand-up.
Yes. Have you gotten a lot of submissions?
We have one submission from Appia.
Okay.
And we'll play it on the show, but here's the sad news. 2 minutes, 15 seconds.
Appia, no.
Oh, no.
You have to follow directions.
There's nothing we can do.
Oh, goodness.
There's literally Appia. Nothing we can do.
You know the mic goes off at 2 minutes.
Oh. Appia.
Oh. Well, there's still time.
All right. And everybody take that as a warning. okay.
She sent a picture in. She sent a picture and she goes, can you put this picture up too? And it's like, just a picture of her. But I'm like, I guess it's an attractive picture. She's like, make sure you show the picture. It has nothing to do with her stand up.
Well, you'll be seeing her doing that coming out of that face.
Right.
Yeah. This is in case you need a picture. Who's saying it? You'll know. Do you have any questions for me? I have time for a couple.
Yes.
But we do have to move on. But okay, I have time for a couple
quick questions. Thank you. So we had this fun time with this one gentleman friend. Is there any other prospects going on whatsoever?
Nope.
Is that the truth?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't lie to you, Keith. I don't know anyone.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you missing it? Human touch?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I had so much fun talking to that one man in real life. I was high for like 2 days. I was so excited. So
let me ask you this. Come April, in this, let's say, kind of climate of COVID, are you coming to KATG week? We're requiring everybody to be vaxxed.
Except
you if you can't.
Oh, I can. I hope to make it to some events. I'm not looking for love at KATG week, but, you know, if I happen to find it there, mm-hmm. What's stopping me from... Hello. Finding it there. I don't know. Everything. Nothing. All of it.
All right. You're booked. I don't know where, but we got to use that face.
Whoa. Okay.
Somewhere. So okay. Just keep a date open. Whichever one you want. I'll work it out.
All right. And we do have to wrap it up on that cheerful note. It was... The mash. It was the monster mash. We did the mash. It was a graveyard smash, you motherfuckers. Keith and the girl.com.
Is that Annabelle?